Today is Thursday the 10th of December. Welcome to morning prayer. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God of all, to you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us, to dispel the lingering shadows of night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 53. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Corrupt are they, and abominable is their wickedness. There is no one that does good. God has looked down from heaven upon the children of earth to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks after God. They're all gone out of the way. All alike have become corrupt. There is no one that does good, no, not one. Have they no knowledge, those evildoers, who eat up my people as if they ate bread and do not call upon God? There shall they be in great fear. Such fear as never was, for God will scatter the bones of the ungodly. They will be put to shame, because God has rejected them. Oh, that Israel's salvation would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, then will Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Without you, O God, nothing is real. All things are open to corruption, and we are deadened by deceit. Do not abandon us to our folly, but give us hearts that seek you, and at the last, joy in your heavenly city, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Now it is time to awake out of sleep, for the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed, for the night is far spent. Let us, therefore, cast off the works of darkness and put on the armour of light, for the day is at hand. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh, for the night is far spent and the day is at hand. So let us pray. Our prayers are from the Wild Goose Worship Group. In hope the universe waits, God's purpose shall be revealed. Limited by mortality, yet destined for liberation. In hope, the universe waits. God's purpose shall be revealed. Groaning as if in childbirth, sampling the fruits of God's harvest. In hope, the universe waits. God's purpose shall be revealed. Trusting in what is unseen, believing the best is to come. In hope, the universe waits. God's purpose shall be revealed. In the hiddenness of a stable, where the maker of all will be born, in hope, the universe waits. God's purpose shall be revealed. awaiting his coming in glory, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.